Now, there's another very powerful description, a rather longer one, of a god or demon of a rather different kind, in fact, of a much more monstrous kind, a much more basic kind, a much more primordial kind. You might have had this passage, some of you, earlier in the day, but never mind. It's quite good to have it again. It's a rather long one. I'm not going to read all of it, but I'm going to read quite a good chunk of it. This particular figure is known as Tarpanagpo. Tarpanagpo, I think, should be one of the classic figures of Buddhist mythology, if you like. I think he should be much better known. Actually, of course, we're already very familiar with him, but we don't realize it. Tarpanagpo is Black Salvation. Black Salvation. That's his name. So who or what was Black Salvation? Well, originally he was a monk. He was a disciple of a guru, in the more ordinary sense. And along with him there was another disciple, and some misunderstanding developed between the two disciples. Tarpanagpo, he wasn't that originally, but anyway, let's call him that. Tarpanagpo was a bit proud, a bit vain, a bit conceited, and there was once, it seems, an argument between him and the other disciple, and the guru decided that the other disciple was right and Tarpanagpo was wrong. So his ego was so affronted, he was so angry, that he just left, he virtually disowned the guru, he went his own way. And he did all sorts of rather terrible, even rather horrible things, and he had a long series of unfortunate births, and then he, as it were, becomes Tarpo Nagpo, Black Salvation proper. So I'm going to start reading from that point, and let's see how far we get. In fact, I'll go back a little bit to the end of that particular life, and then we'll go through those rebirths and then to his existence of Tarpanagpo.